Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast. It's a pain-free Friday. Pharrell throwing a minute on the mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200. It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out. Along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, we are live at the Lumen Technology Building, also known as Bellworks, a.k.a. the Mothership, the Sports Grid Network Studios, with the founder of the ILC podcast and, of course, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity. Put it with the golf guru, Carver. Hi this afternoon, ladies. Mafia running along with Luke. I am your father. Del Frisco's Grill here as well. And we have it all evolving rapidly. We just had a Bobby Moe cover against Alabama. They lost, but they covered. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day yesterday, I hit 12 spreads. And then I start today. That's documented. And I start today with the Baylor hit and the Bobby Moe hit. And right now, Iowa State is just impaling Lipscomb. And it's, what is it? It's 64-38. And then Memphis up 5 at the half on Rado State from the Mountain West.
I think we'll start with this afternoon. Because when we left yesterday, we really got the beginning portion of the tournament where there was nothing going. I mean, we had no good finishes. We had
nothing.
All blowouts. That was really it. And that honestly carried.
You missed the Clemson comeback.
Now, they did. I missed the Clemson comeback.
So that was the only thing good that happened. But how would you like to be down 18 at the half, come all the way back, and lose by 2? That's like kissing your sister. Honestly, you still lose.
But I actually heard you say this in the car to Joey Prawns after I left. Did you ever really think they were going to win the game?
No.
No. I mean, they were never going to actually win the game.
Would you rather lose by 10? Or come back from 18 down and lose by 2. I mean, that's torture to get that close.
It was torture, no doubt. But after getting through all that, it really, by last night, it started to turn the corner a little.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
With Kansas-Arkansas was a good game.
And I want to talk about all these games individually.
And the Michigan-UC-San Diego game was a good game.
That was the best game.
And now we've gotten involved here this afternoon with our window with, first of all, great game, I thought, between Baylor and Mississippi State. That Baylor won, and they're moving on. That was a great game down to the end.
And they weren't even good this year.
They were not good.
But they got a great coach in Scott Drew. Can I just say, before we go any further, Raftery and the Birdman need Grant Hill like they need an ear infection. Honestly, he ruins that broadcast.
He really does.
He just destroys it.
It's unnecessary.
It's like putting mushrooms on stuff.
They don't.
It ruins it. And I'm not talking about the good mushrooms. I'm talking about food mushrooms.
It makes no sense whatsoever. You don't need to have them there. Raft alone.
Raft alone.
Like when Raft does the games with Gus or with the governor or with whoever.
It's always great.
He's fine. I mean, but that's, it's less is more sometimes.
It really is.
Less is more. You don't need to just shove the third guy in because
it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable with him in there because he's so boring. And Raftery and Iron Eagle are so entertaining and good at what they do. They don't need a third wheel. You know what he is? He's like the chick that brings her friend out on her date with her. What do they call that? The wheel man? What do they call
third
it?
Wheel,
the
third wing. Wheel. Third wheel. Third wheel. Wing man. And this game that they're about to do is going to start. Now, let me ask you this. Duke is their game that's going to get going right now.
Against the Mount.
32.5.
But you alted it.
I alted it.
You alt Sports Network in Denver. You went up to 40.
141.5 is the total. I wanted to have a little fun. And this is, you watch, you're going to win by 50. We had Bobby Moe.
No, they aren't.
We had Bobby Moe cover a big number against Alabama.
Boom. Today.
Yesterday, you had that Alabama State team cover a 30-plus number.
Boom, the Hornets.
Alabama. Can we get a big cover from, can we keep it within 40 for the Mount here today on the alt spread? Alt spread, 40.5.
I think that they, now look at and I know they didn't have Flag in that game or Brown, but look at how they played when they played Georgia Tech. They were down 20. And then they came back and they won by 10 or whatever it was. Typically, let's just look at their season. They didn't win games by 40. They won games by 30 and 35 max. I don't think they won a game by 40, did they? I'm not sure if they did.
I think they've got a couple that they won by 40. There was a few teams.
But not against a tournament team.
Right.
Not against a team that's already won and that's playing in this tournament. You're legit. They might have beaten some hack by 40 at the beginning of the season when they played their
cream puff. They've got a lot of 30 and 35.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I have
no 40s.
I haven't seen a 40 yet.
So I'm going to run with you on the 40. I like their chances at a 40 and a hook. I like your chances there. Now tell them the three totals that you had going today, that two of them hit of the three.
240s, one second. 240, like you said, way back in November. They beat Army by 40.
Sugar.
Army by 40.
Sugar.
And then they beat Wofford by 51.
Yeah, that's so
Joey Prong's team. Wofford team that did cover last night.
I'll give him the cover, but he told me
they were going to win the game.
They were going to win the game, and the sledgehammer was out. They were going to beat Tennessee, slay the dragon.
Slay the dragon. But
yeah, okay.
That's not happening.
Okay.
And the other game that's going to start probably in about 20 minutes, so we could get that after the break. That Vandy St. Mary's game is after.
You still didn't tell them about your unders.
Oh, so we had we were before the show. We were sitting here,
and Amling
of course
heavily.
We had Baylor and Mississippi State to start the day. A couple days ago, I loved 145.5 the under. So I was in on the early one. Then it got banged up this morning. So we went in again at 147.5 and again at 148.5. And it was a
so you just like getting your you just like peeling off different.
This is all pregame,
numbers.
All before.
Right,
I get hammered. I like the under, and they're moving it up. That's fine. I'm going to go after it even more. And thankfully, I did because 145.5 didn't make it.
No, but the other two did.
The other two did half.
Based on what happened.
It was based on what happened at the end, which was
real sketchy.
Hard to see what was going on there, but they shot a 1-1. It looked like it should have been 2.
Right.
Shot a 1-1, and then the ref kept going to the screen
to see how much time was left, and they put .2 on the clock.
End the game.
And then Mississippi State had a chance to go the full length of the court with a pass, and Hubbard got the shot off, but it was an air ball, and you hit both of the unders.
Either way.
But it just wouldn't end. The game wouldn't end. And the ref kept looking at himself on the camera over at the scorer's table. He likes looking at himself on television. I told you, refs ruin everything. Holidays, weddings,
now this one's
marriages.
My next thing, that is, we had Lipscomb at 20.5, and they're going to lose by 40, it looks like. 69-30.
I mean, they're down.
They're down 31 right now, so they got all kinds of problems.
Well, the biggest win yesterday was 38. It was Houston 38. By 38. So let's go back to, you had mentioned the best game of the night. It was not Arkansas, Kansas.
No, it was
Arkansas finished them off. It was the Michigan UC San Diego game, and they covered by a hook. And then we hit that, and then we hit Wilmington. The big number,
15.5.
Getting 15 and a hook against Texas Tech. Another Prons was on Texas Tech. Yeah. I was on Wilmington. I said Texas Tech would win the game, but they wouldn't cover the sticks.
Yeah.
And then St. John's won by 30. UCLA blew out Utah State. Smash that conference up. Is phony. That's why I'm watching this team right now down 5, Colorado State, and that'll be the end of the whole conference if they lose this game, right?
New Mexico plays Marquette later, and they'll be out too.
I think they're in trouble too.
Get them out.
There's something about that. Listen, I'm willing to say the only team that ever does anything in the NCAA tournament from there is San Diego State. And this year they lost to North Carolina in the play-in, but they made it to the championship, lost to UConn, and then made it to the Sweet 16, and then made it back again this year. So I respect the Aztec program and no one else.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we're back at the mothership at Sports Grid Network Studios in Farrelladel, down the Jersey show. And we got it all going here. The Mount in big trouble already, Mike. Down 10-2 after the flag and one on the – they had numbers. They had 2-on-1, and it was a back pass to a cutting flag for the bucket and the foul and the free throw. And now you get – a 10-2 lead out of the gate. So Mount better wake up or it'll be over by 10 minutes into the game.
Yeah, they were down 10-2, 90 seconds in. I'll give Mount credit. They've now gone a minute without giving up a point. So they did make it a full minute without giving it. 10-2 Duke, already out and running.
You know, I mean, get a bucket. And you know, get a bucket. These are just bad shots that they're taking. They're just horrible looks. They're nervous. They're not moving the ball well. They're guys are, you know, putting the ball on the deck, trying to find their own shot and ISO, and they look terrible. This other game, Memphis, is underway. 38-33 Memphis. And I honestly, I thought there was something wrong with Joe yesterday. I literally was worried about him. He said to me that Memphis is going to the Final Four.
Well, Joe, as you know, I spend...
Does he go Rogi Vachon on you?
I spend 2 hours with him at night on the radio, and he has been
He's capable of.
He's been adding these Memphis Final Four and national championship tickets on a weekly basis. Like, this is like a month ago. He's like, I got Memphis at 150. I got Memphis at 175-1. I go, Joe, why are you adding so much Memphis?
What is that?
Memphis. He goes, I'm telling you.
I love Penny.
They're going to go on a run. And so he's in on Memphis here for this tournament. Now, look, the draw is.
They're barely winning this game.
Now, they were dogs, as you know.
They were dogs today to Colorado State.
Magical 5-12 dog.
But they're better than Colorado State.
They're better than Colorado State, and you have this Mountain West nonsense. I mean, they don't just lose in a tournament. I mean, they get roughed up every game.
Right out of the gates in the first round.
I mean, Utah State got pasted yesterday.
They look.
Pasted. I mean,
horrible.
San Diego State got crushed by Carolina the other night. They got crushed.
Listen, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about that. So you watched late night. Now, I got up and balled at 5 in the morning, so I did not watch the Michigan game and the Wilmington game because I was in bed. I was out cold. I got up and balled. But I bet on both of them, and I woke up to them winning by 3. What happened in the Michigan game? It was close,
throughout. Wild. So Michigan was up huge. They came out 10.
They were up like 15.
They were rolling them. San Diego State came out. UC San Diego came out in the second half. They started hitting
the
threes.
Tritons.
They were getting stops, hitting threes. And then the last 5 to 10 minutes of that game was just excellent. It was the best 10 minutes of this tournament so far was the finish of that in Michigan, UC San Diego.
Is that right?
And UC San Diego had a look to tie it at the end.
And missed.
Kid missed it. Michigan really got sloppy. I mean, Michigan probably should have lost the game, to be quite honest.
Really?
With how bad they played down the stretch. UC San Diego played with a lot of heart, and they just came up. You know what it was? That 10-0 hole to start the game just did them in. And Michigan kind of... They had that cushion and needed every second.
And then what about Wilmington against Texas Tech?
That was a fun game too, and we were both on Wilmington with the 15.5.
Right.
Wilmington actually had a
a bucket lead in the second half in that game. And then in the last 10 minutes, Texas Tech leaned on them and just kept leaning. In fact, they were leaning so much, I got nervous. It got to 12,
right.
13. And then thankfully, Wilmington was able to hit a couple shots at the end. Now, Lipscomb's going to tease me here. I can see this already. They've gotten it now to 24, and that maybe they can make it 23 with this N1.
And what do you got it at?
20.5.
20.5.
It was 30, like 32 a couple minutes ago.
Right, so
they're trying to tease here for this alt line.
So it's 24 now.
It's 24.
And they're shooting free throws.
Hopefully if the big fella here can make this, which he does. So 23 here. I'm a possession away from maybe getting
and
back.
3 minutes left. This.
So we have three games going. Duke's at the
first. So let me ask you about another game last night in St. John's. They win by 30.
Yes. They started.
Joe was on Omaha, and I said, "Listen, this defense of theirs, it's simple. You left. He did the show with me, so I'm sitting here giving you. I'm not trying to throw Joe under the bus. I love Joe.
Love Joe.
But we all love Joe. I'm a big fan and friend of Joe. But listen, this is what he gave me, and I'm telling you, I said St. John's defense is so they're a python.
Yeah.
They strangle you. They cut you off." Full court, they just are the mosquito when you're camping, just flying around your head while you're sleeping, and you can't catch it. I mean, they are all over the place. And then they're putting 83 points up, and they're not a team, in my view, that shoots that well.
Oh.
But when they're going and they go above 80, and that defense, you see what they do to people?
They put 80.
They destroyed them.
They put 80 points up? And they didn't even score the first 5 minutes of the game.
I know.
They didn't even score the first. So that's 35 minutes they put 80 points up. Now, before I left here, I put in the under, which was in the 150s, which hit because St. John's defense completely smothered them in the second half. And we were able to stay way under because, of course, they don't let me play St. John's in New York.
I can't bet on them. Horrible rule.
So the good thing about being here is I can put the St. John's play in before I got on the car and got out of here. So we had that under in the one, I think it was 150 or 151 with St. John's. And
so you can't do it in New York, so you got it done in Jersey.
Played the St. John's game here in Jersey.
Do you have any of those problems today?
No.
Tonight or tomorrow?
What I'll do is I will, before I leave tonight,
get in the St. John's game.
St. John's
you don't
game.
Seriously think, because like they're playing Arkansas.
Yeah.
And what's the line?
I've been so busy with today, I haven't even...
Well, I'll tell you what it is.
I got it here for you.
It's 20?
6.5. No, we're going out.
Mafia's
6.5.
Mafia said 20. I thought I was like, 20? Refund.
And before we get out of here, we're going to go through the games tomorrow. There's great games tomorrow. The games tomorrow.
I still think St. John's is beating Arkansas.
Yes, I do. Well, they cover.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we're going to get into this Vandy game, but the one thing I wanted to say to you is look at when you're watching Mount St. Mary's, look at how hard it is for them to get a good shot off. They can't even get any space on the floor to get a good look because Duke's defense is so stifling. I mean, they're just all over them. And they're up 18-6 already, and they're in deep trouble because every shot they take is basically, for the most part, a bad look. They're not getting any clean looks, any good looks, any close mid-range shots, nothing. It's they try to move the ball around to try to find some kind of shot or space to get a shot, and there's just nothing available. You're talking about these defenses like St. John's, Houston, Tennessee, Michigan State, Duke that play this type of defense. You got to remember, VCU lost that game last night by 9, right?
Yeah.
They didn't allow 80 points once the entire season. But they gave up 90 in that game.
They gave up 90 in that game, and it was kind of what, you know,
before or whatever, that, 80. It was 80 to 71.
Before that game started, it's like I said to you, that it's like the Creighton game. If BYU,
they gave up 80. That was
BYU
the first time they gave up 80 all year.
BYU is going to come out and smash a bunch of threes. VCU's got no shot, and they had no shot in that game.
because of it. All right, Vandy and St. Mary's is going to tip
right
in under 10 minutes
right
here. St. Mary's minus 4.5. 135.5 is the total.
I took Vandy because, like, these teams from the WCC never win. The only one that ever does anything is Gonzaga. Nobody else ever does anything in any tournament.
They never win these games. Now,
and Vandy
I wanted to
has been through hell and back with their schedule. Have they not? I mean, let's just look at
not
it for
only
a second.
Not only have they been through hell and back, what I like about them is that they've actually beaten some really
right
good teams.
They beat Missouri. They beat A&M on the road. They beat Ole Miss. It's just endless. They beat Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, LSU. LSU's easy money. And then their non-conference stuff was sugar. But they beat New Orleans, Austin Peay, Citadel, TCU, Virginia Tech. They lost to Drake by 11. They beat Seton Hall. They beat Nevada. They beat Cal. And then they had some other candies, Eastern Shore, Missouri State, Jackson State. But they are, we said it yesterday, battle-tested.
Right.
Like, they have been through it all in that SEC, and you cannot tell me that doesn't prepare you better than, just optically, I think of St. Mary's, who they've played in their conference alone, is saltwater taffy compared to what Vandy's been through. And Vandy's done it both in Smashville and on the road. They went to College Station and beat Buzz's team. So I got a hard time. Like, everyone thinks St. Mary's is so good. Did you see what Gonzaga did to them?
Yeah.
They beat their ass.
I love Vandy today. It's the quality of the
St. Mary's to win by 12.
Now, St. Mary's has not been out of the first weekend of the tournament in 15 years. They lose in the first weekend.
Their track record is just automatic.
But they never get out of the first weekend. I'm going Vandy here, and not just with the 4.5. I think Vandy wins the game. I think they're going to beat
them. Yeah, I mean, so do I. Now, look, so we're clear here. Look who they played. Loyola Marymount.
Yeah.
Portland.
Well, you
got
to go to November. Who did they play in November and December?
Washington State.
See,
Pepperdine, San Diego, these are Pacific.
But for me, it's the difference in their non-con. You know, Gonzaga always plays heavies. Gonzaga plays the biggest teams in the country. They play the Kentuckys. They play the Alabamas.
They played USC and Nebraska. And Arizona State. That's it.
I think that's the thing. It's such a difference.
And I guess Utah.
They've played.
Because I don't think Utah is good.
They lost to Boise State. You know, they play teams like that. So they lost to Utah.
I don't even think they're as good as Boise State, no, even though they were ranked like all year.
Right.
They rank them for some reason. I don't understand it. When you're in that candy conference and you're getting ranked, I lose all respect for that stupid AP poll that comes out every week. It's just garbage.
Now, we're tight here. 48-48 with Colorado State and Memphis. Under 15 minutes to go. Colorado State favored again, minus 2.5.
Listen, if they win, I'll keel over because nobody else has done anything in the Mountain West.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we're back in the Sports Grid Network studios doing the NCAAs all day, per usual at this time of year. We did it yesterday, Carver High with me. And I have to tell you, like I just said this to you, now Colorado State's up in that game by 4 over Memphis with 13 minutes left. This is what I wanted to say. Now, I know this sounds crazy because I am crazy, but at some level, I'm getting a little tired of watching these little dinky-ass schools play these heavyweights. I mean, it is just, it's no chance city. I mean, this game's over already. The Mount is so overwhelmed by Duke. I mean, they are just getting run out of the gym. They hit a three and everybody starts, you know, it's a miracle that they hit a shot. And that's when you know you're in trouble, people get excited when you hit one shot every 5 minutes. Duke can do whatever they want to them. They'll probably be up 25 at the half. And then this is what we get to watch. I'm sitting here and I'm right. Like I'm watching Duke play some high school team. I mean, honestly, they let these teams in. So here's the problem I have with it. Like, I get it. The automatic bid teams that win these conferences and they get to go play in the NCAAs. Any way you slice it, Bobby Moe still lost today. They still lost. They covered, but they still lost. This game, Mount St. Mary's, they've already lost. The game's over. The game's over. But I got to sit here and watch this for 2 hours and watch them blow them out and throw alley-oop dunks, and I just don't find it appealing. I want to see teams that are worthy of being in this tournament play good teams. I want to see good teams play good teams. I'm not a fan anymore of, oh, they won their conference, so we're going to put them, they're a 16, we're going to put them against a 1 because they won a play-in game. Now, honestly, I will bet my life West Virginia would have given Duke a better game than this team.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. The play-in, they let these teams in that suck.
Well,
this team sucks.
Look,
they suck, and they shouldn't be in the NCAA tournament. They should be playing in the NIT,
so,
or not even that. They should be in the CIT or CBI.
You obviously, out of the 68,
and I'm not nice.
Out of the 68 teams that make this thing, you have 8 to 10 from these really small conferences that they're not on the same
level.
It's
a waste of time.
But they want to, you got to let the little guy in. They got to let, and then on the other side of the coin of it is, on the other side of the coin is, if you're Duke and you went, what do they go, 32-3 this year or something like that? Is that what they did? So if you have the kind of season that Duke and Auburn had and Houston.
31-3.
You have that kind of season. Should maybe get a little cookie to get to the last 32. Maybe get a little cookie and not have to play 6 grueling games. Get a cookie.
I don't agree with that. Like, so now, we're going to let them have a couple of cookies.
One cookie.
Before they play four tough games. I'm not interested.
That's a reward for going 31.
Let's go back to, so we'll agree to disagree. The guy that we were talking about, St. Mary's, right? This team. Let me just say that we're all on this Vandy team, and we are on them, and we all think we're so clever that they're you know, they played this brutal schedule, home and away in the SEC, and all these tough games they played. Even their non-conference was pretty tough for the most part. Nothing extreme, but for the most part, they played a way tougher schedule than St. Mary's did. But let me say this: it's a lot like Drake. Drake won 30 games, and they're for real.
Yep.
They're a legit team. You win 30 games, I don't care who you are, you're legit. And this St. Mary's team, despite what I said about them, that they play in that candy conference, they are legit. They won 28 games. When you win 27, 28, 30 games, 31 games, I know I can lose this game today.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that St. Mary's can win this game today.
Oh, this is
they beat Gonzaga twice. So I'm not completely void of St. Mary's winning this game. They could win this game today. I respect them.
Oh.
I just, you know, I guess sounded like I didn't respect them based on the strength of the SEC this year and what Vandy had to go through to get to this game.
Look, there's a reason why Mary's is a 4.5-point favorite over Vandy. I mean, there is. They're probably a better overall team.
It moved to 5, and I can take that 5.
We're taking a shot. You know, we're looking at the body of work and some of the things that they've done this year. That's why we're taking a stab with the SEC team, getting the points, 7-10 game. I mean, 7-10 and 8-9 games are supposed to be almost coin flips, you know, in that region.
If Memphis loses this game, are you going to start, like, are we going to start texting prawns?
Well, look.
Are we going to get a little in-game abuse?
They're at the 12-minute mark right now, down 6. If they're still down at, let's say, the 8-minute mark, I might check in and say, what do we got here? Now, I'm on Memphis, too. Not like him.
Memphis. Is he on again tonight with Kevin Walker? Is he here?
He'll be here later.
He'll be here later.
He'll be here later, yeah.
So he's on at 7 to 10 again?
Yeah.
So So they're doing a 6-7 show again with the mayor.
I believe so, yeah.
Of Miami, Joe Rainier. And then they're going 7-10 with the Kevin Welsh and Joey Bronze. Go for the two, go for Jen.
They might even have, and I would have to check.
He'll be here later for. You think we'll see him in time to abuse him?
I'm sure he'll be here as we're leaving.
You think he'll bring Prawns today?
Yeah, because we're leaving, and he's not. That's probably. And here's another reason why. Because I think
I gave him the business yesterday for not bringing anything.
I believe they also are having Donnie Wrightside with them tonight. I think there's three of them. About that.
Have you noticed? I just wanted to say, have you noticed? There's one thing I am noticing, that every basket Duke makes is a alley-oop dunk.
They are.
They're just alley-oop dunking. They're literally. This is like the high school senior varsity team playing a bunch of 3-year-olds at the kiddie park.
It's not looking good for the Mount right now. They are having a very.
This is dad against newborn baby. Nerf basketball in the family room.
This is precisely what this.
This is precisely what I'm talking about. What's wrong with this tournament that they would play, play games like this?
My schedule does say that Donnie's with them too. So Kevin,
we love Donnie Wrightside, despite his allegiances to Pharrelladelphia.
And then Gabe and Dave again after that.
And Wrightside's here in Pharrelladelphia.
That's what my schedule says.
That's what
mine says here.
So I don't get a schedule. There's some reason.
I mean, I think you get it. I just don't know if you've opened it. So I think you get the schedule.
I haven't checked a SportsGrid email in 6 years. Yeah. Does that make me a bad person?
No. Now, for this 40.5, which is, by the way, I already think it's over. I don't think this 40.5 is coming in.
They're already down 20.
Yeah, half of it's gone, and there's still 6 minutes left, 7 minutes left and a half.
And they sweep the leg, no mercy. So this Shire just lets them keep burying.
Now, I was going to say maybe I'll get a break in like the last 10 minutes of the game.
Is he going to put in
the
scrubs?
The second and third string guys for Duke
are good.
Would smash Mount St. Mary's from the beginning of the game.
Right.
So I don't know if that's so. Can they score a couple points? Like, can they get... Like, can they get the...
Did you see the guy's name on Mount St. Mary's? His name is Lipscomb.
Yes.
Transfer.
Somebody was making a joke about that the other day.
Here we go. Vandy and St. Mary's, 7 apiece. Lucky 7.
This will be a good game.
Underway.
This will be a good game as we get cooking here.
Where is that? Is that in San Antonio? Or where
they
is
are
the Final
playing,
Four's in San Antonio?
Yes.
I'm looking at the name of the court. Where are they?
They're in Cleveland at the Rocket.
Oh, at the Rocket.
They're at the Rocket.
In the land.
Yes.
So the Final Four is at the First Bank, the Frost Bank in San Antonio where the Spurs play?
I believe it's at the Alamo.
Oh, is it?
I believe they play those games at the Alamo Dome.
Alamo Dome is still there. They haven't torn that down yet.
For the Final Four, you need something with 70,000, 80,000 people. You can't play it in a little.
How long has that place been around?
It's been around a long time,
the Alamo.
Now at this point, it's been there.
I have no interest in seeing the Alamo.
I had no interest at all.
That is not like. But that's one of those Chevy Chase moments. Yeah. Just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, "All right, let's leave now. We saw it."
Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So they're, talking about the Mounts, school record for wins, MAAC champion. Then they beat American in the play-in game and scored the most points in school history in an NCAA game or otherwise in that game. And then now they're down 38-20, and they're starstruck by Duke. And what are you reacting to?
This kid on Colorado State just hit a bomb three, and they're up 7 now.
They're up 7 with 9.5 left.
We're definitely going to have to check. And now they turn it over. I mean, we're going to have to take the temperature here on Braun for a little while. I don't know how well that's going to go. Memphis now getting 8.5.
Getting 8.5.
I mean, they're in all kinds of
problems. So they think that
here.
Colorado State's going to run them out of the building.
They're minus 900 now live.
plus 470 for Memphis. The live numbers.
I guess we know now why Colorado State was the 12 and they were favored.
It's starting to rear its ugly head here, yes, as to why that happened. They're going after it, that's for sure.
And then the Vandy game is tied at nines right now with St. Mary's.
Yeah, that's been a fun start here with these two. I think you're going to get the same thing here. That's going to be a competitive game, I would hope. We need to get a couple of them. Mounts actually made a couple of shots. You know, they're just not going to be able to rebound against Duke. Oh, this kid, it's a three.
What is that call right there? One of the things I wanted to mention to you that I didn't mention yesterday was the proliferation of I don't understand what that call is. They're saying that was a foul? That was a loose ball. They were both on the ball. That was like a jump ball to me. And then they just gave it to Vanderbilt. I don't know what happened. So what I was saying was is the amount of calls that we're seeing on screens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, Mike, when's the last time you saw someone lay a screen above the perimeter of the, you know, free throw box where a guy, like, up at the top of the key,
yeah,
a guy comes out to lay that high screen.
Right.
Like, right there.
Right out there on top.
Anywhere out on the wing or above the three line or on the top of the perimeter, whether it's the top of the free throw or the top of the three, right? Have you ever noticed lately in either the NCAA or in the NBA where they don't call that against the screener?
Yeah.
They don't. You can't make that screen anymore in basketball. They call it on you.
They've been called, yeah.
Yeah, like if you even move one inch, they call it on you.
It's something
that you're not set. And then like sometimes you'll hear him say, well, it's the guard's fault that he waited too long.
Right.
He didn't wait long enough to let the guy get set. But when is the last time you saw a guy even that was set?
Yeah,
not get screwed.
Right.
They call that on the screener every time now in pro and college.
It's every single time.
And even in high school, they
and
call
it's
it.
Way up high. They, you know, when you're way up high like that, it's it seems like it gets called every single time that it comes. Every time.
It's becoming to the point where, like see the screen he just set right there?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Mount St. Mary's game, and Mount's trying to lay screens for their shooters,
yeah,
and they can't get a good shot off. But I think those screens are moving screens, and I'm just stunned that they're not calling it. And I'll tell you why they're not calling it, because they're getting their ass beat.
Yes.
If this were a close game, would be fouls.
It's a 22-point
those would
game
be turnovers
right now in the first half. So
you know what I mean?
They're cutting them a little bit of juice.
I think
here.
They are. I think they're giving them a break because they're getting their ass beat. And it doesn't matter if they set moving screens. I think it's a real problem in basketball that you can't set a screen anymore without getting called for an offensive foul.
Right.
I think it's bullshack because I play with guys that it's a total motion game, right? Where it's 5-on-5. There's none of this 4-on-4 stuff that people play in the park and in some gyms. You see 4-on-4, and you see way less screening in a 4-on-4 game. But when you're in a 5-on-5 game, in a short court or a high school or college court, there's less room. You understand? An NBA court, there's more room to screen. But I think that when I play with 5-on-5 guys, it's a motion game, the way Bob Knight liked it. And it's all about movement, motion, and space. Keep the second defender away from the ball and screen, and we don't call, like, moving screens when you're inside the three-point line. And most of it's done in the paint and in the box. That's where the screens are set. Everyone goes down into that painted area and starts laying screens. The game today of college and pro, these high screens are getting called every time against you. It's ruining the game.
They're just giving you absolutely
nothing. How the hell are you supposed to get open and get a shot? How many times have you heard me complain to you about my daughter's games that they don't set screens for?
Yeah, they don't.
She's a two-guard shooter, one of the best three-point shooters I've ever seen, and they don't have any plays to get her open. She gets double-teamed when she plays. You can't set a screen anymore at any level without being called for an illegal screen and a moving screen. And it's bullshack.
They don't have any plays, period.
They have no plays at all. But it drives me nuts watching the game where they just don't let you screen anymore.
All right. Memphis just got, they must have came back already and the books a little bit of
they're getting their ass beat.
So it was 10. Now I've got it at 64-56. So they're probably coming back right now. They're going to get a bucket out of this timeout. Plus 8.5.
There you go. There's your bucket.
Still +8.5 here for this game.
There's way too much time left. There's 8 minutes left.
I kind of like the, I'm in enough for Memphis. We might as well go with the 8.5.
They're going to, I honestly believe they're going to make a run to get back in this game because they're so quick and they're good. They're a good team. Penny's a good coach. They got good players. They're fast. They got fast hands. They got to get some stops. Now, see, they're going to get a call there. You bump him and they get a call. They're not letting him play physical. You can't touch him. These refs are calling every touch foul in the book.
All right, I'm in. Memphis 8.5 live. Let's go.
Look at Penny Hardaway. He looks stoned. He's just so bored with it. Look at him. He looks like he just had 5 doubles. He didn't. I'm just kidding.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we're back here, and did you notice? I did notice. I wanted to know if you noticed the performance here by Del Frisco's Grill with the setup today compared to yesterday. Yesterday was decent. Today is on the magnificent tier. It's up on that tier, that golden standard tier, with not only the straight-ahead shot of the terrible Duke game, but also the triple box of the other 3 live games going on, and none of the cameras are interfering with the clock. Yesterday, I had to look through the hole in the camera to see the clock, and today he has done, he's on the magnificent tier.
Yeah.
On that level, top shelf status, penthouse floor.
Tremendous job by John, as we've got everything all ready to go, all 4 games.
Did you notice that?
I don't have to flick around like yesterday. We were kind of bobbing and weaving. We've got everything at a moment's notice here. Vandy's opened up a 5-point lead.
Whoa.
On St. Mary's. Colorado State still up 8. Memphis, who they call a foul on there? So it looks like Memphis will go to the line here, I hope.
They're down 8.
They're down 8. And hopefully they can crawl back into this, or at least stay within 8.5.
Well, they better wake up. There's 4:47.
You're running out of time.
What are you waiting for?
And Penny's just standing there with his look on his face. Like, you know,
now look at this.
Do something. Oh, they better get a bucket there.
I thought he was going to miss the bunny, the wide-open bunny. He made it, but he looked like he shanked it.
I need to get this game to you, and maybe we'll, because I think they're starting here at the top of the hour, and that is North Carolina and Ole Miss is going to get cranking here. And this is, as you know, North Carolina winning the other night in the first 4. Over San Diego
State. Suddenly swayed 100% of America that they're going to the Final Four, and I'm not one of them.
And they are now favored, -1.5 against Chris Beard and Ole Miss coming up here.
I got to tell you, first of all, I want them to go down. Like, I want them to lose. So I'm on Ole Miss. I want North Carolina to lose flat out. I'm sick of hearing about how they're going to, you know, win it all. And they shouldn't have been in the tournament, and then they're going to win it all, and they're going to go to the Final Four with Davis and the Heels, and I'm just not interested in that plan. What I'm interested in is I actually think that this team that they're playing today, Beard has done a great job with Ole Miss, and, you know, I've seen Ole Miss lose, right, like close games, fair enough. What did I just see him play? Like, I'll look right at it right now. It was, you know, they got whacked by Florida. Then they beat Arkansas by 3. Then they lose to Auburn. I watched that Auburn game. That was the game I watched. They were in the game. And in the end, Auburn squeezed past them 62-57. That was in the SEC tournament, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we all know what happened in the SEC tournament at the end, right? It was Florida.
Yep.
So North Carolina's playing this team. I think they're really good. 22-win team. I think Beard's a good coach. Do you think they can beat North Carolina today? I'm on them. I hope they win.
I'm just hoping.
I don't think they're any better than North Carolina. I think isn't North Carolina basically the same record?
Yeah.
Aren't they about 23-13? They got more wins. One more win.
It's 1.5 for a reason. It's a coin flip game. It really is. Now, I'm surprised how many people just, it's North Carolina and that's it. Like, there's so many people. It's overwhelming. How many people are on North
people
Carolina?
People think they're going to the Final Four.
It's almost at why play the game territory right now.
Cancel it.
But here's what I do like. I actually, I like the over. It's 155.5. It's in the 150s. But I think we're going to get a game here with a lot of pace. And I think that Ole Miss is going to be fine with that. And they're going to be able to score. They've played plenty of high-scoring games in the SEC this year. Mount actually made a bucket there. Can they somehow get, I'll take 20 at the half.
It doesn't matter how many buckets they make. The game's over.
Well, we got to keep it with 40.5.
I'm with you there.
Keep it to 40.
That's the only reason to have it on.
I know.
That's the only reason to have the game
on. That's it.
You know what it is? It's distracting me from watching the good games that are happening with Vandy and with Colorado State right now, to be honest with you, because the other one, what is the other game that we got?
The North Carolina game's going to start.
So that's going to be the third game up here. I'm interested in that because I'm not interested in watching this whack job by Duke. I mean, I've seen him have 15 lob dunks already. Like, it's not even fair.
It's not.
It's like, I mean, honestly, this is like the men's team taking on the girls' team. It really is. 30, that's how bad it is.
37.5 live
I don't want to hear it. Now, just so we're clear today, what's happened. Baylor advanced 75-72 over Mississippi State and covered. Alabama 90-80.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.